About 3,000 years ago, there was a man named David that lived in Israel. He was the youngest of 8 brothers, and his job when he was little was to take care of his father's sheep. So he was out in the field all the time, guarding the sheep from wild animals and stuff. When he grew up, he pretty quick became commander of a group of men. He was very good at what he did, and his men loved him. They'd go out to battle and fight and destroy the enemy. The enemy would run away in fear. He was pretty successful at what he did. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the men that were part that fought for David. He had 3 guys who were part of his family. They were his nephews, his sister's sons. The oldest one was Joab, and he was David's general. He was in charge of David's whole army. Another brother was in charge of David's elite forces. It was 30 or so guys who were special warriors, excellent warriors, and this guy was in charge of those guys. One time in a battle, he killed 300 enemies with a spear. The third brother, they said, was as fast as a gazelle. Blazing speed this guy had. There was 2 other guys that fought for David who were related to each other. There was Eliam and Uriah. Eliam was Uriah's father-in-law. One time, when it was the harvest time of year, David was outside of Bethlehem. He was in a cave. And there was an enemy army that had come and occupied Bethlehem. Bethlehem was his hometown. That's where he had grown up and watched his father's sheep and stuff. And while he was outside of Bethlehem in that cave, 3 of his warriors, his elite forces, three of those guys came to see him. And while they were there, he, you know, just kind of said, "Man, I wish I had some of that water from the well in Bethlehem, the one that's by the gate there." Just kind of said it in passing. Well, the 3 guys decided they were going to go get some of that water for him. So they broke through the enemy lines and found the well and got the water out of it and brought it back and gave it to David for him to drink from. He said, "No, I can't do this. These men could have died getting this water. That's just too much." And so he gave the water to God. He poured it out as an offering to God. Now, these are just some of the things that David and his men were famous for. They were quite an army.